We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe DeCamera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Twitter poll question today. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park with Food Truck Face-Off. It's back at the Casino at Delaware Park Sunday, September the 29th. James and the Go Birds crew are going to be there. You can be as well, sampling over 10 of the region's best food trucks. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, is Carson Wentz's style of play too reckless? A, yes, B, no. Vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll update you as we move through the show. Again, biggest NFL piece of news today. We talked about this about 2 hours ago when it was announced. But the Giants announcing today that Eli Manning has been benched. And they turn to the rookie, Daniel Jones. He'll start, obviously, week three and presumably moving forward if he stays healthy. So Daniel Jones takes over, Eli to the bench. The Giants did issue up. It's a pretty big deal for the Giants organization-wise. They issue, I mean, it's a two-time champion. They issue, and of course it was 2 years too long for them. This has been a joke. They issued a press release today to announce it, and Pat Shurmur said, I'm just quoting from him, he said, Eli and I spoke this morning. I told him we were making a change and going forward, Daniel, as the starter. I also talked to Daniel. Eli was obviously disappointed, as you would expect. But he said he would be what he has always been, a good teammate, and continue to prepare to help this team win games. So that's the news out of New York, and obviously NFC implications, NFC East implications. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Darren in South Philadelphia. What's going on, Darren?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Doing good, Darren.
First of all, you're smoking because I agree with Tom. You are a part of the dark side on this Wentz thing.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
I think we're going to make you a Sith Ren because you got to have a character in that because you make no sense. Like, how can you sit there and blame Carson for holding the ball too long when three of his biggest targets were out, half of the line got hurt? Like, it was on him to make plays, and if he didn't, we would have lost. And we ended up losing anyway, but it would have been worse. It wouldn't have been as close as it was.
Well, listen, Darren, we're going to find out in the coming weeks whether Carson learned from last year or not. I think he's trying to. I think he has competitive instincts in games that take over. And I think as a result, he plays with a style of play that leaves him more susceptible to injury than the average guy.
Okay. Okay, and then to this Jalen Ramsey situation, like, are you on board or not? Because you weren't on board for Clowney.
Yeah.
You didn't sound like you were on board for the cornerback. Something has to be done because Ronald
Darby, yeah, honestly, Jalen Mills, no, they're not good enough back there. Yeah, I think the thing, I'd have to know what the
first round, two of our cornerbacks, I don't care because at the end of the day, you don't get a quality star like this every day. They're not available. And I don't think he's a problem. And we have the adage of one of your friends or, associates mentors this guy, as in Prime. He is good friends with us. He mentors him. So if Prime endorses this guy, and you were right, Richie, he is the first guy since Prime to start as a true freshman in Florida State, which is a big deal because they don't normally start their freshmen.
Exactly.
He's the truth. He's the real deal. So I'd give him the biggest payday on defense. I'd give him better than the cornerback that just got paid, I think it was like $70 million. I'd give him close to 80, you know, 50. That
well, yeah, you're talking Fletcher. You're talking Fletcher Cox kind of money. Darren, give me the best trio. What do you got?
How about a three Musketeers?
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the call,
really
Darren.
Good answer. Yeah.
Listen, answer his question. Am I on board with Jalen Ramsey? Yes, I am. Of course, you got to know what the compensation is.
It's not Fletcher Cox kind of money.
It's going to be a lot.
Cornerbacks, like the top cornerbacks, are averaging at $15 million, $14 or $15 million a year. That's just what it is. I mean, Fletcher Cox is it's a different world. Like DNs and the top D tackles, they make more than cornerbacks.
Okay, well then, good. If it's a little bit less, then that's good. I'm happy to hear that. I'd want to see. This is a tough one. Would I want the Would I want his financial compensation worked out before trading for him? Yes, John. I don't think I would trade for him without a deal in place because I can't have him go sideways on me if he.
Why would he go sideways when he's playing for a deal?
Because you don't. Because he's already on.
No, you do not have. No.
John, the whole idea...
It makes no sense.
Big part of the problem in Jacksonville is he wants to get paid. They haven't paid him. So now, fundamentally, I'd be acquiring him without having paid him yet.
Yeah, but you tell him, we want to pay you if you play the way we expect.
And he wants to
and
get paid.
And we will make good on this offer if you show us you deserve the money.
No.
What are you talking about? Don't just give money away for free in this league. You have to deserve it.
I want to, my objective is to lock the guy up anyway, but I want him locked in at his best. Why would I want Jalen Ramsey unhappy with me right out of the game?
Why would he be unhappy with you? When you bring him in, you tell him you're giving him, that you are going to pay him. We need to see how much we're going to pay you. Play the way we expect, and there's a huge deal on the horizon. We'll get it done this season, Jalen, but I'm not just going to hand it over to you. Look, that should be the least of your worries, whether he has a deal in place or not.
The whole idea of this guy is he's unhappy.
So you would have paid Jadeveon Clowney, too? Just pay Jadeveon Clowney before he even gets to town?
I'm not.
A new contract?
I'm not worried about paying whomever I think's the right guy to pay. First off, the Sixers just gave up these guys for Jimmy Butler, and then he walked out the door. I don't know if that was the Sixers' call or Jimmy Butler's call. I do remember you at the time saying you weren't bothered by the fact they didn't have a deal in place with him. They weren't allowed per NBA rules. And obviously, he's gone. Now, you can say they replaced him effectively with Horford.
They didn't want him, obviously.
No, we don't know that. We never got the answer of whether it was Jimmy Butler's decision or the Sixers' decision.
I mean, it was probably Jimmy Butler's decision.
Don't you think?
It seems.
Yeah, well, I
think it was a little bit of both is my guess.
Maybe. I think you got
both. I think
both
it was more Butler than anything else.
But here's
I think
thing.
It's the NBA, so that is the sort of the truism of it.
But here's the thing. If Al Horford didn't choose to want to come here, then the Sixers probably would have been more inclined to want to keep Jimmy Butler.
Maybe.
Right?
We don't know.
We don't know. All I'm saying is this. The idea of a guy who's unhappy not having a contract, a big contract, and saying, hey, just keep playing the rest of this year on this rookie deal where you're making like nothing.
He's 24 years old.
John, he's unhappy not having a deal.
He's got a reputation for being difficult. You don't just gift him with that mega deal before he comes in and proves he deserves it.
I get your point, but I don't want difficult in the locker room this season.
Okay, so yeah, you're gonna make that assessment before you even decide. Like, if you
I'd
don't
give
want
him a contract
if,
for what
if
it's worth.
You if you are concerned to that degree, Joe, that he would come in and cause trouble,
right?
Because he doesn't get $15 million a year right off the bat for a brand new team he's never played a snap for, then you're not gonna bring him in anyway.
I have my concerns about that. Yes, I do have concerns.
So you bring him in with the intention of paying him. Let him play a few games at least.
There's no harm in that.
There's no football player on earth who knows that this stuff isn't guaranteed anyway. Going to balk at the idea of coming in and playing for his new team before they gift him with a mega deal.
Okay. To the phones, Ivor in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ivor?
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Ivor.
Sure. What is wrong with you, man? You're making me nauseous, man. First, you want to give this guy a big deal. He's not even in Philadelphia yet.
Wait. No, Ivor, Ivor, let me ask you a question as an Eagles fan. Would you rather have Jalen Ramsey under contract for a year and a half or 5 years?
I don't think it matters at this point. Why does it matter now?
Why does it matter? What does anything matter?
You trade for him, you've got him under contract.
You're giving up assets for him. It does matter. It's something you have to take into account.
You traded for him. You have him under contract for a year and a half.
Do you think the Toronto Raptors would have rather gotten Kawhi on a six-year deal or a one-year deal?
He's a first-round pick. You get his fifth year for a minimum, comparatively speaking.
I'll ask the question again.
Why would you pay him when you have that option?
Do you think
he's not a quarterback? He's a cornerback. You don't pay him right off the bat.
So why do you pay anybody anything? Why give Fletcher Cox a long-term deal? Why give Carson Wentz a long-term deal?
Completely
it's not different,
because
John.
Carson Wentz is your quarterback.
Well, cornerback is an incredibly important position, too.
It means $15 million a year.
Well, the Patriots paid Stephen Gilmore $15 million a year, and that seems to work out pretty well.
Why did the Eagles give Lane Johnson a deal?
The smartest team in football.
What are you talking about? He's never played here.
What difference does that make?
It makes a huge difference with a guy with a history like this, with a history of being a problem in the locker room at
Thank
times.
You. Thank you.
Deciding, we're just going to pay you right off the bat is insane.
All right, Ivor, go ahead.
Gentlemen, we have to know that Jalen Ramsey, with all his issues, to fit in the Eagles culture, in the locker room, and do his job.
Correct.
Before we hand him the boatload of money.
Well, I would want to have a face-to-face conversation with him before.
Oh, because that'll make the difference, right?
That's what you do.
If I'm going to give the guy $75 million or $60 million, I want to know who I'm dealing with.
That's why you let him play for a while before you pay him.
That's why I make that decision before I trade for him.
Make sure he can fit in the locker room. He understands all the Eagles' business, and he can.
A conversation is what leads you to give him $100 million or whatever it's going to be.
You know what I mean? All the intel. I'm going to investigate the guy. I'm going to see what's going on.
My call, man. Listen to me. Let me make my call.
Go ahead, Ivor.
I'm in here real quick. Everybody keeps talking about Carson Wentz is being reckless and this and that. What is reckless is the subpar offensive line. What is reckless is not calling any run plays when you don't have your star receivers.
Yeah.
That's reckless.
Yeah.
That's a man running for his life. That's what's reckless, okay? Secondly,
yes.
Football is a game of violence. Stop thinking that you don't play preseason, you don't play football, and somehow you can simulate that violence. It's controlled violence. Stop trying to put football players in bubble wrap, okay? Consummate is a football player. Either he can play, or he's not.
Ivor, old school, man, old school. All right, Ivor, give me the best trio. Who do you got?
I got to go with Mikael Burton Parrish, man. I hated him.
Oh, my God.
I was nervous every time Burton had the ball. I hated those three people.
Boy, I didn't like them either, man. I mean, Bird, McHale, and Parrish.
Ivor is a great, wise man.
Great call. Great call. James, you know that things are going off the rails when a caller in the middle of his call has to basically say, hold on
Chill
a second,
out,
guys. You guys relax.
And he was right. He was right.
All right, James, is Carson too reckless?
I think he's a little bit reckless, but I'm not where you're at. I do think that it's part of what makes him special. I just think he has to be smarter about it. I think the bigger issue is not getting rid of the ball quicker. You know, he's trying to make things happen. I don't think it's as much reckless play as it is just not getting the ball out quicker.
Do you vibe my theory that he's not as advanced at reading defenses as people think?
I'm torn on that because obviously the evidence we see shows that he's not as far along as I thought. But that's one of the things I like most about him is the brain that he has and the ability to do that type of stuff. So, yeah, I think he's probably not as far advanced along as we might think he is, but I do think he has the potential to do that type of stuff.
All right, let's talk to Ted in Blackwood. Good afternoon, Ted.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, Ted.
Carson is still a little green around the gills. He's a young quarterback. And he does at times hold on to the ball too long. However, Sunday night's game, I don't think, really reflects the fact. Due to the matter, he was duck dodging, running the whole time, and making plays, trying to make plays down the field. He had no threats down the field. Therefore, the defense was sneaking up, and everything was underneath, and a lot of stuff was covered. So he had trouble getting to some of the receivers because he couldn't stretch the field. But I think it's a bigger offensive question in all. The fact of the matter is that they get away from the run entirely too easily, even when the game was never out of reach, to the point where they had to pass as much as they did. And this makes the job on the offensive lineman extremely harder because the defensive line pins their ears back, rushes past every down, and you make sure offensive players, your linemen, they would rather block downfield and run block any time than pass block. It's much easier. You take the incentive. You're running downfield. You're not falling back, giving the defensive lineman a chance to come to you. Another problem on defense. Now, I see they brought some pressure, and I was very happy to see it because I think Jim Schwartz is a little overrated. He brought some heat, and when he did bring the heat, he got the Matt Ryan, and we got a couple turnovers. On the bubble screen, you don't necessarily have to show blitz to bring blitz.
Absolutely correct.
And he brought everybody in Matt Ryan's face. He read the defense. And with Carson, he didn't have nobody to read the hot read when he did have pressure because all the backs, the defensive backs, were not. They didn't have no long threat. So all the short routes were covered. A couple times, he just couldn't throw the ball because he had nobody open.
Right.
Now, he has held on to the ball in the past too long, and he is still a young quarterback.
Yeah,
and stop comparing him to Tom Brady. There's two major differences between Carson Wentz and Tom Brady. Number one, Tom Brady's been in the league a long, long time. Number two, he plays for Belichick, one of the best coaches in the NFL. So
I just believe
we need to stick with the run a little more, keep the defense off the field a little longer, by maintaining clock.
It's a great phone call. Ted, give me the best trio you can think of. There's a lot of great trios out there. What do you got?
I have to go with the guys from Canada, Rush.
All right, you got
recently
it.
Recently inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Ted. Appreciate. You know, there's one from a movie that I expected to be said. In the last 20 years.
You're getting ready to take it, aren't
you? Well, there was only like 8 of them made. I mean, they didn't make 15, but they made 8. And, you know, they're in a school, and there's the famous guy. He's like wizard guy, and, you know. And
then
he's got two friends, and I think his last name starts with a P. And,
all right, just do it now.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, if you want to be Harry Potter, but no one said it.
Would have been a great answer.
Well, might have been a really good answer, but no one said it 2 hours, 39 minutes into the show, and sometimes I got to penalize the audience.
Can you name the other two members of the trio?
Hold on.
He can't.
It's like Hadavi or something like that. No, what is it? Him something. What is it?
Hermione. Hermione Granger.
And then right. What's his best friend's
what's
name?
The other
and
one?
Then it's Ron.
What?
Ron Weasley.
Hey,
how about this guy right
what
here?
He say?
Hey,
what
you said Hadabi instead of Hermione. I wouldn't get too excited here.
All right, Ross Tucker, he joins us coming up next. Show to Cameron, John Reggie. Ross's thoughts on what went down, and does Carson have it in him? Can he actually take better care of himself out there in the field? Was it a product of the game and the way it went and receivers not getting open? Or is he a little bit too reckless with his style? We'll ask Ross that next. Rock the calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
If you think you're too busy to lose weight and get healthy, if you've been putting it off, I want you to know that Nutrisystem for Men will work for you. All you have to do is eat the food and lose the weight. It's simple, and it really does work. I love the food. It's delicious. You get to pick the foods that you like. And Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Yesterday, I had a bagel with cream cheese for breakfast. I had a Philly cheesesteak wrap for lunch. I had snacks. I had desserts. I had flatbread pizza for dinner. It's incredible stuff. All the work is done for you. You just have to eat and lose weight. Lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. I've lost 28 pounds since August 24th. This is money back guaranteed stuff. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right hand corner of the page and use the promo code Richie, RITCHIE, to get $50 off plus a week of protein packed shakes for free. And they're delicious too. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code Richie to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.